Taking the Leap by Pema Chodron. It seems we all have the tendency to move away from the present moment. It's as if this habit is built into our DNA. At the most basic level, we think all the time, and this takes us away. Being fully present, having contact with the immediacy of our experience, is reality. All those people driving on the freeway at 85 miles per hour, most of them are distracted. Apparently, we have some kind of automatic pilot that keeps us on the road, or keeps us multitasking or eating or all the things that we do quite mindlessly. This pattern of distracting ourselves, of not being fully present, of not contacting the immediacy of our experience, is considered normal. From a Buddhist perspective, lifetime after lifetime, we've been strengthening this habit of distraction. If you don't buy into the idea of rebirth, just this lifetime is enough to see how we do it. Since we were children, we've strengthened the habit of escape, choosing fantasy over reality. Unfortunately, we get a lot of comfort from leaving, from being lost in our thoughts, worries, and plans. It gives us a sense of false security, and we enjoy it. Generally, the Tibetan word shepna is translated as attachment, but that has always seemed too abstract to me, as it doesn't touch the magnitude of shepna and the effect it has on us. An alternate translation might be hooked, what it feels like to get hooked, what it feels like to be stuck. Everyone likes to hear teachings on getting unstuck because they address such a common source of pain. In terms of the poison ivy metaphor, our fundamental itch and the habit of scratching, shepna is the itch, and it's also the urge to scratch. The urge to smoke that cigarette, the urge to overeat, to have one more drink, to say something cruel, or to tell a lie. Here's how shepna shows up in everyday experiences. Somebody says a harsh word, and something in you tightens. Instantly, you're hooked. That tightness quickly spirals into blaming the person or denigrating yourself. The chain reaction of speaking or acting or obsessing happens fast. Maybe if you have strong addictions, you go right for your addiction to cover over the uncomfortable feelings. This is very personal. What was said gets to you. It triggers you. It might not bother someone else, but we're talking about what touches your sore place, that sore place of shepna. The fundamental, most basic shepna is to ego itself. Attachment to our identity, the image of who we think we are. When we experience our identity as being threatened, our self-absorption gets very strong and shepna automatically arises. Then there is the spin-off, such as attachment to our possessions or to our views and opinions. For example, someone criticizes you. They criticize your politics, they criticize your appearance, they criticize your dearest friend. And shepna is right there. As soon as the words have registered, boom, it's there. Shepna is not the thoughts or emotions per se. Shepna is proverbial, but it breeds thoughts and emotions very quickly. If we're attentive, we can feel it happening.